It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we are getting you caught up on the Braves. And again, it's not pretty out there for this team. They are now winless on the season after Shohei Ohtani hit a walk-off home run for the Dodgers last night, winning 6-5. So the Dodgers are unbeaten. Braves still looking for that first W. Yeah. They were close.
They're the first team to win the World Series to the next season ever start 8-0.
Yeah, you're going to talk about two teams on two different trajectories.
Yeah, and look, they're really good. I mean, they're also the highest payroll in, you know, well, the highest deferred payroll in the history of sports, and that they have MVPs littered: Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Shohei. That's three right off the head right yeah. there. Blake Snell is a Cy Young. Tyler Glasnow. Did Glasnow win a Cy Young, or he was in the running for one year? I mean, you go through their lineup. They're just stacked left and right. But the Braves still, the hitting still isn't what it needs to be. Austin Riley gets up to play with the bases loaded. They do nothing, and they had five runs last night, all unearned. Max Muncy gave them a couple. Now they were bunting. They were stealing. They were running. They were doing things that help them. Austin Riley said last night to Dave O'Brien, tweeted. He goes, "From a personal standpoint, it's honestly embarrassing what I've displayed offensively. And I've got a lot of work to do. From an offensive point, there's no excuses. It's embarrassing. With the bases loaded, one out, no excuses. I got to get it done. Just put the damn ball in play where you score a run. You know, do yeah. something. Don't
yes. situational awareness. Yes,
and
hit to contact.
And that's where Chipper Jones has talked at nauseum. I know from his standpoint about the difference in this launch angle point crap that baseball players go by, and they've all become victim of what they've been coached. It's kind of what, hey, this is what you're getting teach, so this is what you do. But you know, you can sit here and just berate the team. It's not fair. What is Snitko supposed to do? He's playing the guys he has. I give him credit for flipping the lineup. Yeah. I give him credit for bringing Iglesias in on a five out to get a five out save. He was one of the best closers in baseball last year. So he suddenly, all of a sudden, you're supposed to assume that he can't get it done anymore. And that was a you would never want him, you know, in the middle of the season. You would hate for that situation, a five out save. But the reality is, your bullpen shorthanded. You're not getting more than 4 to 5 innings from starters.
You got an off day today.
And the guy's pitched once all season.
Yes.
So why not? I had no problem with that move. It just didn't work. And you have no mojo.
Yeah.
To beat it down worse, they are all beating themselves up inside the locker room way worse than we could.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think going back to your point about Raisel Iglesias, the pitch that – now, the one that I think it was Muncy that hit the double that tied the game off of him, that was not a great pitch. I think it was a changeup, up and away, but still, you know, got way too much to the plate. It was up in the zone, and obviously he pays for that one. But the one that Ohtani hits, the 89-mile-an-hour changeup on the black,
yeah,
a little too high in the zone, but it still, it's not a terrible pitch.
It caught more of the plate than he wanted. I don't disagree, Mike. I watched it a couple of times, to your point, and I go, man, it caught more. You could tell it caught more than he wanted, but you're also, I agree with you in the fact that it wasn't a terrible pitch, and he was locating it, and, I mean, at some point, the previous four games are unacceptable. Last night is one where as unacceptable as there are moments. Don't you guys agree that that's also just better beating good.
Yes. No.
Great beating good.
No, let me. Yeah.
With the Ohtani home run, I'm saying.
I agree the Ohtani home run. Yes, but last night, I mean,
the bullpens.
You had, I think, all of your runs were unearned last night.
They were. You had five unearned runs. Max Muncy gave you a couple.
The Albies double to straightaway center probably could have been caught. Like, there was a certain – like, the Dodgers tried to help you early.
Yeah.
They really did. They tried to help you early. You know, that Stuart Fairchild throws out whoever it was at third base, gets a massive outfield assist. I joked with a buddy of mine last night. I go, they should start, like, a survivor bracket, survivor pool, the way you do for March Madness. You should start that with a lineup. Like, if you do something good that day, then you'll stick in there at the same spot the next day. You know what I mean? Like, Ozzie Albies gets a couple of hits last night. It's like, okay, well, you're the leadoff for the next couple of days until you don't survive the bracket and you go 0-for and then you're out.
And to your point, look, Nick Allen's not the defensive shortstop that Arcia is, but he's a better hitter. But look, hey, to your point, Mike, he doesn't start Harris, but guess what he did? He brought Harris in.
And they became
you know, guys that you bring in for defensive purposes with some of it, and you're trying, here's the thing I'm going to say. I have calmed down since Monday, since Tuesday. Here's what you, and here's the best thing. You got an off day today. Should you take, this is the thing where you got to trust instinct. Do you give these guys a full day off today, or do you say, nah, come to the park around 4, let's get some work in, let's reset our heads, go home, eat dinner with your family, or do you say, no, you just stay home and get your mind thing. I don't know. But I will say is the West Coast trips are always hard for East Coast teams, and I feel like the Braves always have a tough time on West Coast road trips when it involves L.A. and San Diego for some reason. So that's over, okay? That's done. You're not going back to those two cities. You don't have to worry about it anymore. Relax and come home. And I think I did the math. You only have to win 2 of the next 3 if they're all 3-game series. I think like 4 straight series to get to 5.
There you go. That a boy. That's the vibes
so
I need right
now. I did
now.
The math in a way. I was like, well, if they win 2 or 3 from the Marlins and 2 or 3 from the Phillies, that puts them at like, what, 4-9. And then you win another 2 of 3, you'd be 6-10. And then, you know, 8-11 and 10-12. So maybe it's 5. But, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Nothing is, right? All right, let's move along here to Eric Edholm's mock draft 2.0. And in this mock draft, he has the Browns. They're going to get 2 selections in the first round at 2, of course. And then at 15, which we know, that's the spot that the Falcons hold. So he has a trade going on here with the Browns taking Shedeur Sanders out of Colorado, the quarterback, we all know, after doing this trade with the Falcons. And so what he has the Falcons doing is they end up getting a second round, which is the number 33rd overall pick, third round, the 67th overall pick, and the fourth round, 104th overall pick via the Browns. And then they're going to end up taking, this is what Ed Holm has, Walter Nolan out of Mississippi, the defensive tackle, in that second round with the first pick of it.
Yeah, when we get Eric Ed Holm on the show later in the 8 o'clock hour, I'm just gonna throw it out there and be like, hey, there wasn't like a Bengals trade on the board or anything like that. You didn't want to move any pieces for Hendrickson or anything like that. It had to be given the Browns Shedeur Sanders. Like that's.
But do you think it's a first round pick for Hendrickson? Because I'm not sold it is. And I'm not sure I would give up a first round pick in this draft for Hendrickson as much as. He's 30. I'm pretty positive
Man,
he's 30.
I would give up a first round.
I would do it.
I get it that there's age coming into play, and he is going to be expensive. But we don't have a great track record, like we've talked about till we're blue in the face, of drafting and developing pass rushers. And one that has already developed himself, yeah, I'll write the check for that one.
As long as I don't have to give up my second, I'd almost sound silly. I'd almost rather give up a first next year. Because I'm not sure if he gets.
Yeah.
And by the way,
ding.
You're welcome. I'm not sure if he gets traded before the draft. I think the and I know we'll hear his comments in the.
He wasn't happy with some things. Coming out of the front office.
I think he went on Pat McAfee's show.
He did. Yeah.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'm not sure that this is going to drag out, and I'm not sure that this gets done before the draft. I think it sounds like there's really no communication. Now, it could be a draft day trade or maybe something like that, but I'd go ahead and tell you I'd give up my 2026 first rounder right now.
Yeah, I would too.
Right now. Now this year's is a little bit different because I'm getting a greedy because I know that Braylon Trice is an unknown. I know that Arnold Ebiketie is a guy that I love. I love who he is, and I love the fact that he's gotten better each year as a pass rusher. But what I don't love is he's on an expiring contract. And I don't love what I've seen so far. I'm not going to pay him. If I go trade for a guy like Trey Hendrickson, I don't know how I can pay both of them. Not to mention, how am I going to pay him for the fact that he got better with basically became a Ray Edwards type player where he benefited from a premier. Not that he is. I'm just saying he had a big season. I'm just saying that he had his best year when he had an elite guy on the opposite of him.
Sure.
Which is what Ray Edwards did with Jared Allen when he was in Minnesota and the Falcons signed him. The rest is history.
Yeah. But a lot of caveats.
My thing is what if I went and got a top tier defensive player in the first round to pair with Hendrickson, whether it's Malachi Starks or Will Johnson or Jahad Campbell or even a Mike Green type player, right? Or And then grabbed a guy in the second round that was a defensive lineman as well. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I completely agree. And I'll even add a couple layers to that. One of the reasons I'm not giving up my first round pick this year is because if I'm Terry, how hot is that seat? You know, I'm gonna kick that to next year if I can and give up next year's first rounder, because I'm gonna be like, dude, that's a problem for future Terry or future Falcons GM. I'm not giving it up this year. I'll sign Hendrickson and do whatever I need to do to keep my first to make sure that I have got all the weapons necessary. Not only that, but your cap space next year is way bigger because of the Kirk Cousins thing, to where you can go sign pieces if you're missing a first rounder.
And for the record, it's not as I love everything you said. I think you're correct. That's what my thought process is too. What I would tell you though is that cap has been lowered. That cap hit next year is not, it was like $86 million at one point. It has came down. I think it's in the 50s now only, but that's right, because of some restructuring of contracts. And in fact, I'll double check that, but it has come down from what it was originally expected to be, but it's still going to be pretty good. You're going to have, okay, so the cap hit next year, hold on, let's get this year. Next year is going to be, as it stands for what you've got on the board, is going to be like $30 million. So in effective cap space, and in actuality, because that's counting what rookies and stuff, in actuality, you're going to have like $47 million. So it's a good point. And you don't know what next year's draft is going to be. You don't know. I mean, I guess they have a projection of what it will be, but I think it's so good this year from the side that you need that you can't be just throwing away draft picks, especially a first rounder to go into to not even have a first rounder.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.